This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Joining us now as we talk some more sports to that side of things, Dan Shaughnessy, the columnist for the Boston Globe, longtime reader here and reading his stuff for quite some time, at Dan_Shaughnessy on Twitter. Talk some Celtics, talk some Bucks. Dan, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing extremely well. So first and foremost, give me your thoughts on Boston as a threat to the Bucks in the East.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's pretty clear by the Bucks' record and the way they performed this year and all the, you know, big wins they've had that they're the class of the East. And I think the way the conference is separated a little bit, I'm not in on Toronto. I'm just not. And I think your team, I want, you know, because of what happened to them against Toronto last year, I'm a little bit dubious. They need to show everybody that they can get past that. I mean, they should win the NBA championship with what they've got and the way they've played. But I think it's a mental hurdle, you know, for them going in. And I think that beyond you guys, I think Boston's as capable as anyone else in the conference of getting to the conference final. It should be the Bucks against ABCD, and Boston is in that group. I like Boston better than Toronto. The Philly thing was, it kind of came and went because they had the great starting five, and they've had injuries and nonsense and all the stuff that's plagued them. I'm not really in on their coach either. I'm not in on the Heat. It's going to be interesting how it plays out, but I'm looking forward and hoping that we get a Boston-Milwaukee conference final.
Tell me about Kemba Walker. I know he's listed as day-to-day. Any chance of returning?
Well, early on I was thinking they were just doing load management, not telling us, you know, because they don't want to say that because it's not popular. And I think that, you know, it feels serious and problematic, you know, going forward. You don't want to have that going on with, you know, 15, 18 games left to go in the regular season. And he's got, I mean, he won an NCAA championship, but he's got something to prove in the NBA playoffs. So, you know, Irving, everybody wants to dump all over Kyrie Irving, but it's a drop-off in talent to go from Kyrie Irving to Walker. I know he was an all-star starter and all that stuff, really good player, but a little bit like we talked about with the Bucks, you know, he's just got something to prove to get advanced in the playoffs.
This team itself, you know, when you've got a guy like Jaylen Brown, I know he's been out, but Tatum and Hayward, and there's some guys there, Marcus Smart and there's some guys there that, like you said, I think you can go A, B, or C after the Bucks and have any one of these teams step up. What the old adage is that your starters are going to get you to this, you know, the end of the season. It's going to be the bench that takes you to a championship. Talk about the depth on this team right now and what they have going for them.
Well, they're thin. I mean, it's not really eight or nine deep. I mean, they need to be healthy to get six or seven deep, in my view. Because when they're not, it's like five guys, and you know they lose games when the other team's bench outscores them significantly. That's happened a lot, and you know, with a short team with guys hurt and one or two starters out so much, there's been quite a bit of that in the losses that they have had. They've had trouble holding leads. in the last couple of weeks. They've lost a number of home games, somewhat uncharacteristic. They're not exactly playing their best ball as they come into this, although we know Tatum is. And it's, you know, there's a little bit of duplication of effort on that team. You got 3, 6, 7 wing guys that all kind of do the same things. And, you know, Hayward is still not the even level that we'd like to see. He really, since that injury in Cleveland 2 years ago, he just doesn't have the same explosiveness that he had, you know, when he was in Utah. So he's another guy, you know, kind of on the bubble to see how things go moving forward. But, yeah, when they have all their people, like a lot of teams, I mean, sure, they're a threat. But even with all their people, you know, when you get into Ogilvy and Wanamaker, I just think it thins out pretty quickly for them.
Brad Stevens, a couple of years ago, golden child. I look at a guy, you know, like down in Miami and what they have going on, and you're trying to make something out of less talent. Tell me about Brad Stevens and the thought in Boston, because I've always thought he's a very, very bright coach, very good motivator, very relatable, but you tell me.
Well, I mean, he's obviously kind of, you know, he came in, he was sort of flavor of the month, and everybody loves Brad Stevens, and LeBron says good things about him, and you know, he draws up great plays, you know, after timeouts and stoppages in play. He's pretty magical in that area. But, you know, in the NBA, it's motivating guys wanting to play hard for you. And they've traditionally had guys play hard over the full 82. You know, they've been able to do that. But not quite as much of that now. I think it's leveled off a little bit. And much like we're talking about guys who need to prove something, I think he's at that stage too. I mean, folks are ready. You know, I mean, the Celtics, as great as things have been over the years, as much as everybody likes Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens, I mean, they've won one championship since 1986, and that's not what people were used to going back into the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
The Milwaukee Bucks, granted, they're a little bit nicked up right now, nursing the knee injury for Giannis. They all had some load management time off in Denver. This team's lost 3 straight. But like you said, this is a team that's expected not only to win the East, but really I think many feel that this is it. This is probably their best shot at winning it all, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I just look at it. I mean, the best players are the best teams in the finals, and no matter what they say, I think you're headed for LeBron James and Giannis in the finals, which would be great. And, you know, the whole MVP argument, which I know Giannis on merit has it right now, but LeBron James is just really impressive, and he's the best player in the league still. And, you know, when you get to that situation, and I just think that could be a tremendous showcase for the league. I really hope it comes to that.
Got it. By the way, we're talking with Dan Shaughnessy, the columnist for the Boston Globe. We'll talk about the rest of these. You had mentioned that, you know, are there other teams that could really kind of vie for the top spot? Without Embiid really playing top-notch and without Simmons, I mean, obviously that's kind of gone down the tubes a little bit. You look at Toronto, and Toronto, I love what Nick Nurse does. I mean, they're a pesky, feisty team. I just don't know if there's talent enough to really, I mean, unless you catch the Bucks at the right time or there's a massive injury or something or Giannis goes down, I just don't know if the East has enough to really knock the Bucks off.
I agree with you on that. That would be as bad as last year was, that would be a whopping disappointment. You can't lose to that Toronto team this year. And that's just, that would be a joke. I mean, that would be a total mental block, in my view. The talent gap is just too great.
Hey, before I let you go, out west, you talked about LeBron. Give me your thoughts out west. I mean, does Houston have enough? Do the Clippers have enough? Does, say, Denver, Utah, any of these other teams have enough to get over LeBron and company? Because it seems like the Western teams are loaded with star power, but they don't have necessarily the depth that some of these other teams. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. I mean, yeah, even L.A., I mean, they're not that good. They got the two guys. And then, you know, I mean, we know those retreads. I mean, Avery Bradley, Rondo, those guys, there's a lot of pieces there that just aren't in their prime. And, you know, you've got LeBron, who's just this freak, and then you got, you know, the Brow is in his prime, and he's coming into it. But they're not deep either. But I still think because they have the best player that they prevail over that. I mean, so a lot of fun. You know, we know what they have. Houston, I never like. I just don't. I know the coach is great. I'm not a Harden guy at all, and the Westbrook Harden thing has worked well, the small ball thing and all that stuff, but I don't like them. And they beat Boston twice. I mean, you know, a couple of good games. They handled the Celtics well during the year, but I'm not in on Houston. Not enough size, and Harden, in my view, is not a playoff player, not a big-time player.
Is this being looked at as kind of a possible playoff game? Is there an anticipation for this game coming up tomorrow night in Boston?
I hope so. I mean, I was there last year. That was the weirdest series last year because, you know, the Celtics spanked them in game one and had a pretty good command early in the second of game two, and then it just everything just went away like in a rush, and boy, you guys just took care of business in a big way on that. So, I mean, the Celtics they know the Bucks are better, and you know they're not, but they also know that they're capable, and they've got, I mean, that guy's smart. You know, watch out for him at the end of the games. He doesn't know his limitations,
right?
And those guys are always dangerous.
No doubt. Dan, appreciate it as always, buddy. We certainly want to say thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. We'll talk down the road.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, pal. Dan Shaughnessy, columnist for the Boston Globe. Been reading his stuff for a long, long time. You can find him at Dan_Shaughnessy. @Dan_Shaughnessy over there on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.